In the balance, Rumsfeld's Job by Elizabeth Bumiller. Ashington, May 7th. In the aftermath of Donald H. Rumsfeld's appearances on Capitol Hill on Friday, three critical forces will probably determine whether the defense secretary keeps his job: the White House, Republican lawmakers, and Mr. Rumsfeld himself. The White House is the most important, and some people close to its inner circle suggest that despite the outward display of support for the defense secretary, years of battles with the Pentagon over Iraq war planning and the occupation have taken a toll. Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary, repeated on Friday that President Bush remained in support of his defense secretary, as did some others. But a person close to Condoleezza Rice, the national security adviser, speculated that Ms. Rice, who has a history of tense dealings with Mr. Rumsfeld, might not be unhappy if he resigned. He appears to have become a liability for the president and has complicated the mission in Iraq, the person close to Ms. Rice said, adding that Ms. Rice, like the president, is leaving options open. They're waiting to see what the system will bear, and if the story dies down after today, Rumsfeld survives. Sean McCormack, the National Security Council spokesman, said Friday night that it was 100% absolutely false that Ms. Rice would welcome Mr. Rumsfeld's resignation. Others who know the president said, "Mr. Bush, who puts a premium on loyalty, would be reluctant to fire Mr. Rumsfeld, and might even have trouble accepting his resignation." Although Mr. Bush has dismissed subordinates, like Treasury Secretary Paul H. O'Neill, he has done so only after months, if not years, of dissatisfaction with their service. Mr. Bush, who was on a bus campaign trip on Friday in Iowa and Wisconsin, phoned Mr. Rumsfeld before flying home to tell him he did a really good job in his testimony, Mr. McClellan told reporters. Nonetheless, Mr. Bush made no public comments on Friday about Mr. Rumsfeld's testimony to the Senate and House Armed Services Committee. Mr. McClellan said that Mr. Bush had not watched Mr. Rumsfeld's performance on the television aboard the presidential bus, but that he'd been updated a few times by his staff. Mr. McClellan said that the president appreciates Secretary Rumsfeld keeping Congress informed about the steps being taken to keep something like this from happening again, and holding those responsible accountable. On Capitol Hill, Mr. Rumsfeld's testimony met with mixed reaction, as Democrats continued to call for his resignation, while his own party supported him. Mr. Rumsfeld managed to hang on for now to the Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee, the group with the biggest influence on his future. "I thought he did a good job saying I'm sorry," Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, told reporters afterward. "I'm still unclear about who knew what when, and that's important, in terms of how much accountability to assess to someone." Mr. Graham, a member of the Armed Services Committee, added that removing a defense secretary in the middle of a war may send the wrong signal to our enemy and empower them, and implored Democrats calling for Mr. Rumsfeld's resignation to slow down. But Mr. Graham, in comments echoed by his colleagues, also made it clear that Mr. Rumsfeld's job was not assured, particularly after videos and more pictures detailing the American abuse become public. "I was trying to tell the secretary, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Do you think you can handle this?" And he said he thought he could. "And I would just ask people who are calling for his resignation, give him a chance." Perhaps the single greatest factor in whether Mr. Rumsfeld remains in his job is Mr. Rumsfeld himself. In the direct way that became his trademark during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Mr. Rumsfeld described his own calculations as he considered his future. Needless to say, if I felt I could not be effective, I'd resign in a minute, he told Mr. Graham. Mr. Graham had asked Mr. Rumsfeld a pivotal question: could the greatly diminished prosecutor of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan still have the power to carry out his duties? Did he have the ability, in Mr. Graham's words, to come to Capitol Hill and carry the message and carry the water for the Pentagon? Well, it's a fair question, Mr. Rumsfeld replied. Certainly, since this firestorm has been raging, it's a question that I've given a lot of thought to. The key question for me is the one you posed, and that is whether or not I can be effective. Mr. Rumsfeld, a man who has understood and used power, as few others in Washington, took the matter even further. In response to a question from Senator Evan Bay, Democrat of Indiana, he appeared to suggest that there might be some advantage to his resigning. Mr. Bay asked Mr. Rumsfeld if his resignation might serve to demonstrate how seriously the United States takes the prison abuse scandal, and therefore, might his stepping down help undo some of the damage to the nation's reputation around the world. Mr. Rumsfeld, as is his style, was blunt. That's possible, he replied. A former member of the current Bush administration put it this way on Friday: nobody is going to ask Rumsfeld to resign. He has to come to the conclusion himself.